This is topic 7, where we'll discuss a way of measuring what an athlete feels. Related to topic 6, it was advocated that the response to stress evokes certain symptoms and sensations in individual athletes. The second part of the DALDA inventory determines which symptoms of stress reaction exist in the athlete. Consequently, it can be used to conclude whether an athlete is or is not succumbing to the life stresses experienced. Questions concerning the symptoms of failing adaptation are evaluated as to whether they are worse than normal, that is negative, normal, or better than normal, a positive response. When the number of worse than normal responses increases markedly, that is, the athlete reports an unusual number of negative stress symptoms, it usually indicates that the athlete is unable to cope with the stress of life at that time. Coaches can then alter the training program and/or remove some sources of stress as indicated in Part A of the DALDA. The athlete then will be given a reduced stress load, which should result in recovery. The DALDA can be used periodically, possibly once every 2 or 3 days throughout a period of training. It provides consistent, frequent evaluation of an athlete's stress reactions. Its use does not inconvenience the coach. It can be incorporated into a logbook with a supply of answer sheets, as was done with an Australian Olympic swimming team. The answer sheet requires the athlete to total all responses in each category for both test parts. The data are graphed. Thus, a marked increase in the total of either part for the worse than normal category serves as a warning for coaches to take corrective actions before more serious states are developed. The administration, answering, and scoring of the inventory are all done by the athlete. The athlete maintains the periodic progress charts. When changes in trends on the chart are evidenced, the athlete then indicates the coach that consultation is required. Alternatively, the coach can periodically scan the progress chart for trend changes. This process increases the coach's understanding of an athlete's specific reactions to a unique set of life stresses. The DALDA has a number of valuable benefits that warrant its adoption by coaches. It provides important information about an athlete's life that is not normally available under traditional coaching circumstances or recorded in other measurement tools. It locates both stress reactions and sources of stress. Apart from general use, it would also seem to have potential for beneficial use in the period before international competitions, such as Olympic and Commonwealth Games and World Championships. In that period, the levels of psychological and physiological stresses are increased for all sports, while a peak state is attempted to be developed. The complexity of that circumstance warrants special attention, and the DALDA is a tool for use in that situation. In your workbook and in the web page in front of you, the possible symptoms of stress in athletes are listed. These symptoms are those that can be measured reliably and are valid for excessive stress states. The pattern of responses is individual. Under normal training circumstances where the athlete is adapting, there usually are a number of symptoms that are relatively consistent. An increase in the worse than normal is a signal to reduce work in subsequent training sessions until recovery is effected. The DALDA is completed at least every other day in training and before important competitions on a daily basis. This completes Part 1 of Topic 7.